It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 22nd, 1973 at Xerox PARC. Robert Metcalf writes a 13-page memo describing a method of transmitting data from the early generation of personal computers to a new device, the laser printer, as part of his Harvard PhD thesis. He calls the multi-point data communication system Ethernet. The name Ethernet refers to a medium-independent transmission of data packets and is based on a discredited physical theory of an ether in space which allows transmission of light rays between the sun and the earth. Metcalf and David Boggs would later create the first Ethernet network, running at 2.944 megabits per second, between two computers named Michelson and Morley. 1977, Pertec purchases micro instrumentation and telemetry systems and the Altair line for $6 million in stock. 1979, the discovery of Clovis-type projectile point found in association with the mastodon remains provides the first solid evidence of the coexistence of humans and the mastodon in North America. 1980, Namco installed the first Pac-Man machine into a movie theater in Tokyo. 1982, Eric Glick scores over 1 million points in Tempest. 1984, Hewlett-Packard shows the laser jet printer. It was based on the Canon 300 dot per inch LBP CX laser printer and would cost $3,500. Also in 1984, Lotus Development introduces the framework application for the IBM PC. 1989, Compaq Computer introduces the Desk Pro 38633, models 84, 320, and 650, starting at $10,499. And the first successful transfer of cells containing foreign genes to a human being is being performed at the National Institute of Health. They are altered cancer-fighting cells placed in the blood of a cancer patient. 1990, Microsoft's Windows 3.0 operating system is formally announced by Bill Gates at the City Center Theater in New York City. They spent $3 million on opening day marketing. 1992, California Superior Court confirms that the arbitrator's ruling of the arbitration between Intel and AMD. 1995, astronomers Amanda S. Bosch and Andrew S. Rivkin found two new moons of Saturn in photos taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. 1997, Adobe Systems ships the Illustrator 7.0 software, starting at $595 or upgrade for $99. Apple Computer announced that it would make its Newton Systems Group a subsidiary company. And Gateway 2000 shifts its stock trading from the NASDAQ to the New York Stock Exchange with the symbol GTW. 1998, Connecticut-based Pan Am Sat Corporation announced that they'd have rerouted the majority of pager signal traffic to the Galaxy 3R satellite after the Galaxy 4 satellite dropped from full operation. Also in 1998, Disney Quest opened the Downtown Disney West Side at the Walt Disney World Resort in Walt Disney World. Microsoft submitted a request to the United States District Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson to consider granting Microsoft until late December to respond to substantial antitrust lawsuits recently brought against them. And Red Hat Linux 5.1, codenamed Manhattan, was released. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Intel introduced two new Xeon processor chips targeting the network server market. The new chips ran at 700 megahertz and manufactured using a 0.18 micron technology. The prices started at $1,177. Also in 2000, PHP 4.0 was released. It added more advanced two-stage parse execute tag parsing system called the Zend Engine. And Toysmart.com, a company majority owned by Walt Disney, announced that they had stopped operations over the past weekend. 2001, America Online announced plans to raise monthly fees for unlimited internet access from $21.95 to $23.90. Microsoft announced that the shipments of handheld computer based on Microsoft's Pocket PC operating system have exceeded 1.25 million units. And Microsoft released Windows Media Player 7.1 for the Pocket PC. 2004, WordPress version 1.2 Mingus was released. This added the support of plugins to the content management system. 2006, GNU Go 3.7.10 was released. It's a free software program by the Free Software Foundation that plays Go. Also in 2006, in the UK, British Sky Broadcasting satellite service starts to install subscriber set-top boxes for reception of high-definition channels. And Wired Magazine released the text of the AT&T documents currently under court seal in the EFF's case that allegedly described National Security Agency wiretap arrangements. 2009, Sir Paul McCartney asks Google to remove his house from Street View. It was featured with a 360-degree view. And in 2012, SpaceX was launched. The rocket successfully joined up with the International Space Station. And in 2014, California Department of Motor Vehicles approved new rules for self-driving cars. The main rule is the driver must be in the driver's seat watching the road to take over at a moment's notice. The new rules will start on September 16th of 2014. And Google adds voice commands to the Chrome browser. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.